Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
On location yet again at Ingles Markets Cole in Boiling Springs, the Springfield
Field
location,
right.
Not Springdale. Get it confused. The Springfield location here on Asheville Highway in Boiling Springs. We'd love to see you out here for the next 4 hours for a live show of Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. It is good to be here on location. Good to be back after 24 hours off the air. It's been kind of a whirlwind, Cole. Kind of catching up. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night partying up in Asheville, but hey, it was a good time.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah,
somebody's got to be the one that takes vacation. Dewey was mad, by the way.
Was he?
Yep.
I'm not surprised.
Yep.
Did he say I needed to be fired?
No, actually, he didn't, believe it or not. Believe it or not, no, he I do think it was Diesel doesn't deserve vacation or something like that, so he was upset.
I was going to take it as tacit permission to take a day off.
You have to ask Dewey, by the way.
I didn't realize that. From now on, we will. I'll just, visit my my local bridge and see if Dewey is hanging out underneath it somewhere, and I'll see if I can get a permission slip signed by Dewey for the next time. How about that? But welcome into the show. A big one lined up for you today. Got a lot to get to in the next segment. We're going to be talking Clemson, Florida State, as that's going to be the pillow fight of the week.
Oh my gosh. This weekend.
We got the Upset Picks Challenge starting here in just about an hour at 4:20. Travis Hancock, co-host of the Mac and Bone Show on 92.7 in Charlotte. He's going to join us to talk Carolina Panthers and their lack of moves at the trade deadline. Tripper Jones, what he had to say about Walt Weiss, the brand new manager for the Atlanta Braves. And of course, coming up at 5:20, Bill Bender of The Sporting News, going to take us all around the world of college football, Cole. But let's start with something that is very, very close to a lot of our Tolo's hearts, our four-legged friends. Cole, you know, you got your cat, you got your dog. You love having them around the house. They become a part of the family, but eventually, Cole, it's a sad fact of reality, they just kick the bucket and they go away. They leave us, unless you're uber rich and you're Tom Brady and you are invested in a kind of a creepy industry, Colossal Biosciences. Tom Brady announced, Cole, that he has cloned his dog. Where is that on the sweet versus creepiness scale? Cloning your own family pet to bring him back.
You know, I saw this story a couple of days ago, maybe yesterday, and I've heard about this story probably four times now and still don't know what it means. I do not understand cloning a dog. What are we doing here? And the fact that it was Tom Brady is the reason that we're, you know, obviously talking about it. But, we all love dog, even though, you know, there's this hashtag going around that Madcraft just put out there, and I knew it was coming, that Cole hates dogs is, you know, for whatever reason, what people believe. But I've heard
well,
the story
Matt Kraft
now.
Well, hates answering questions directly.
That's true, too. That's true, too. I still don't understand how you clone a dog. It doesn't sound real, so I'm a little intrigued, a little disturbed all at the same time.
Well, this is the same company that made waves. You may remember this. This is about, what, a year ago, 2 years ago? They made waves by cloning a couple of dire wolves, bringing them back from extinction. Animals that have been gone from us for a long, long time. They were supposedly able to clone them using an old blood sample that they found on the side of the road. Not sure what, but they did it. They brought it back. And there's, you know, there's talks called them trying to bring back the dodo, the other animals that they're trying to bring back to kind of reintroduce them into our naturalized world. I don't know about the dodo, though. The dodo is just dumb. The dodo didn't run away when humans showed up on the island that had dodos, and so they just ate them all. It was really pretty easy, actually. But family pet, see, Tom is an investor in this company, and it makes a lot of sense for Tom Brady, being one of the most famous people on the planet, especially here in the U.S., Cole, to be the one to take that plunge, to clone a family dog, a family pet that's been dead for almost 2 years now. They were able to take a blood sample before the dog originally passed away. The original dog was named Lua. They took a blood sample. As this dog was aging, it passed away. A year and a half later, I don't know how many times they tried. I don't know how many monstrosities they created. And they said, oh, nope, we'll old Yeller that thing. But they brought it back as Junie. So Lua is now Junie. They are genetically identical. However, Cole, I did look this up. There's no guarantee that they're going to have the same personalities.
That's what I was wondering when you say genetically identical. So when you clone a dog, and again, this is so weird, but when you clone a dog as Tom Brady did, the dog, what, looks the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
It has the same features, I would imagine, that physically that the old dog had?
Yeah, I mean, there would be no, any injuries, any maladies, any burnt hair off his butt because it got too close to a hot radiator, that kind of thing. But otherwise, the dog genetically is identical.
And how I just don't understand the process of it. Like, are we okay with this?
Shouldn't be.
It's weird, isn't it?
Shouldn't be. Look, there's a lot of animals, Cole, that had their chance that just didn't make it. And it stinks. And, hey, we're responsible for quite a few of them, for wiping out quite a few species, because we as humans, we don't really want to conserve until it's almost too late. But this is weird. It feels like Tom is trying to kick off a major industry of people who love their animals, who see their animals, you know, getting older, and they say, I don't want to be without little Fluffy or little Minxie, and I'm going to call up Colossal Biosciences, throw a couple $1,000 down on the barrelhead, max out a credit card, whatever it may be, and I'm going to get my dog back. But again, the problem is there's no guarantee that you're going to get that dog back because there's so much nature versus nurture. Yeah, it's, like I said, it is identical, but the circumstances in which you raise an animal still affect what that dog's personality is. Maybe your dog doesn't like to be yelled at because you yelled at it one time when you were when it was a little puppy. But you don't do that with the second dog, so it's not going to be the same dog.
Yeah, I had to look it up in terms of, like, the process of it, because in order for me to understand how something works, I have to understand, like, the step-by-step. So when you look at what Tom Brady did, it's evidently called SCNT. It makes the new animal with the same DNA as the donor animal, but as you kind of mentioned, it's not guaranteed to act, look, or age exactly the same. Environment and epigenetics matter a lot, Diesel. It says the cloning process usually goes with the gathering of cells of the dog's DNA. So labs use a tissue sample, like the skin cells you mentioned, preserved blood before a pet dies. That's like the nucleus, the DNA, right? And then they have to get, okay, this is going in depth here, but they have to get an egg from the donor female dog and remove its nucleus. And then they have to insert the donor nucleus into the empty egg, activate the egg so it starts dividing, transfer the embryo and to the mother, the puppy's born, the genetic twin. Again, not an exact replay, but I don't know why this is just accepted. This is weird. I don't believe that. I don't know. Maybe I'm old school, and we've talked about this before, but why do we have to do this? Why it doesn't feel right.
Look, I love my dog, But when it's his time to go, it's his time to go. And
that's right.
And I'm not going to get another one just like him, because you never know if the next animal might be better. You might have a better personality. Look, I think we're kind of stuck in this place right now in America, especially with the entertainment that we consume. People want to watch the same stuff over and over again because it's familiar, it's comforting, and I think people want the ability to do that, and I think that's where this is headed. They say that their goal is to fix extinction. They're going to be trying to be bringing back other animals. They always want to talk about bringing the woolly mammoth back. They've already brought dire wolves back. Maybe dinosaurs, though. We have a whole series of movies that prove this is a bad idea. It feels like we're headed in that direction, a la Jurassic Park, Cole. But you know where this is eventually going to go. It's going to go down the consumer route, where you could have the ability for just a low payment of $10,000 of bringing your doggy back that you loved so much. It feels sick. It feels wrong, and it feels creepy.
Yeah, it does feel sick. I think I'm with you on that. And that was my next question: is what does it cost? What does it cost? Now, I know Tom Brady doing it. You know, the cost is not an issue.
Sure.
But man, that's strange. I would love to know what the reason behind it is, other than, like, I know Tom Brady and others who support it may want their dog back. Ooh. But I'd love to know the reason as to why people think it's acceptable. Why is it okay? I don't think this should be acceptable. I don't think it should be okay.
Well, it started, what was it, 20 years ago? They cloned Dolly the sheep, and that was a big deal because it was the first time it had ever been done. I just looked this up, by the way. Another company called Viagen, I think this is somehow tied in with the company that Tom Brady is an investor in, says that cloning a pet costs approximately $50,000. Do you think Tom Brady paid that $50,000, or do you think they threw Tom Brady a freebie?
Well, $50,000 to Tom Brady is like 10 cents
right
to me and you. So I would imagine it wouldn't matter either way, but maybe there was a discount involved. I think if – what'd you say he was – did you say he was part of the company?
Yeah, he's an investor.
Oh, well, he's an investor. Probably didn't.
And it also
was on the house.
It makes him a spokesman for this. Think about it this way, Cole. You remember when flat screen TVs became a thing, and they were small, and they were thick, they were terrible to look at, but they were really expensive, like $10,000. Because it's like, oh my God, we have this TV that we can hang on the wall now. How amazing is this? Now they've come down all the way to the price. You can get like an 85-inch TV for $300. It might not be top of the line,
yeah,
but you can get one, and it's still going to look pretty good. I just wonder if this is how this is going to go. Eventually, that $50,000 is going to come down to the point where they start tugging on some people's heartstrings. And, hey, maybe you put it into your pet insurance that when little Rover dies, we can copy
Rover.
You another one. And you can have one for the low price of $2,000 or $3,000.
So could they change your mind on it?
No, it's not going to happen.
Even if the price was very affordable?
It is not going to happen.
Yeah,
I'm
the same way. $50,000, if it stays $50,000, you probably don't have to worry about it happening much, you know? I can't imagine that. I guess athletes, you know, are in a different category. They don't mind dropping $50,000 to have their pet back, but I don't know. $50,000 is still a lot of money.
Tolo texts in 844 fan phone, says slow news day. Well, every single sports news outlet across the country has been talking about this for the last 24 hours. Bill Ryder was talking about it earlier. Rich Eisen was talking about it. We're talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. This is an interesting story. Otherwise, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Clemson being trashed? You want to talk about South Carolina being awful and not yet having their OC? What do you want to talk about, Texter? Come on. 844-326-3663. And Melissa Level is on site now, marketing director for Ingles Markets. Cole, some other stuff happening around the NFL. Man, this huge trade between the Jets and the Colts, sending Sauce Gardner to the Colts. It seems now, with their strategy of trading away a couple of first-round picks over the next couple of seasons, that they are happy with Daniel Jones at quarterback, and they are saying that is our guy for the conceivable future, the next two or three seasons.
Well, you know what? I think it shows a couple of things. Number one, I think it shows that in the NFL, when you have a strong foundation and a strong roster, you can be a quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender. Now, I bring that up to parallel it with the Carolina Panthers, Diesel, because you and I have had this conversation a million times, and Tolos have had this conversation about roster building for Carolina, how it should look. Do you get a quarterback, try to focus around that, or do you try to build a team and then plug and play the quarterback? I think the Indianapolis Colts have shown us over the past 2 to 3 years, Diesel, that if you have a solid roster, you can have a good enough team that you can go get a Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones, let's just...
Why are you hating on Daniel
Well, let's
Jones?
Be
what
honest.
What did he do to you?
Diesel, there was nobody before this season that said, I'll tell you what, Daniel Jones makes you a Super Bowl caliber team,
but
right?
But they were saying the same thing about Sam Darnold, and he's done it now at two different teams in a row.
And so that's kind of my point. You think about this, Diesel. You have this guy in Daniel Jones who steps into a very good situation. Mm-hmm. Now you're winning games. What are they, a 1-2-loss team? You go get Sauce Gardner, and you're like, oh, we're here to play. You're one of the best at his position in the National Football League. It shows me that the Colts are serious about winning now. They can run the football. They have one of the best running backs in the NFL. And I think the Colts have done a tremendous job roster building, even though just a couple of years ago, not long ago, Diesel, the Colts were a laughingstock because of what they were doing with Anthony Richardson. Mm-hmm. Turns out they were just a quarterback away.
Yeah, a team that was left for dead. I mean, you better hope, though, that Daniel Jones can take what he's achieved this year and start adding to it just a little bit year after year. I mean, the reclamation projects with quarterbacks in the NFL, it just goes to show that situation means everything. The situation that you're brought into, the coaches who are there to develop you, speaking the right language and getting the absolute best out of you. Your Cowboys got Quinnen Williams also off that Jets roster. They're in a fire sale, even though their GM says, we're not rebuilding our team. Quinnen Williams moves over, Cole, to your Cowboys, 17 solo tackles, a sack, 3 forced fumbles already in this season. That is huge for them. They needed a guy like Quinnen Williams.
They did. I just don't know if it matters this year. I think the Cowboys are already – I think the season's already over. I think the season's lost. So when you talk about what they've done this year, one of the worst defenses – not one of the worst. The league's worst defense in the NFL, and now you add this guy in Quinnen Williams, who, to be fair, he is one of the best at his position in the NFL. A tremendous football player. I just don't know that it matters. I think it might be too little too late. I think when you look at the playoffs, I don't know that they're making the playoffs. I would say right now there's very little chance they make the postseason, so I guess you're building for next year. But now you look back on the Micah Parsons trade. They got Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams and a draft pick for Micah Parsons. If they can produce those two, maybe you feel like Dallas won that trade, but right now the Dallas Cowboys need a lot more than Quinnen Williams.
Big weekend in the NFL, a couple of big games, Cole, Patriots, Bucks. It's going to be a good game. It doesn't necessarily have the most on the line because it's an AFC versus NFC matchup. For the Carolina Panthers, it feels like every game is a big game because you cannot lose the momentum that you have gained by stumbling against the awful New Orleans Saints, though it is not that consequential of a game. You lose this one, you're still in second place in the division. The Falcons are not going to jump you if you lose this game, even if they win. So you're still going to be sitting at second place in the division, but you cannot afford to lose the momentum that you got. After beating the Packers, to lose to the Saints, to follow that up, that would be devastating to this team. I look, Cole, at one of the most consequential games. It's got to be the Rams and the 49ers. The Rams are healthy. The 49ers are pretty beat up, so it feels like maybe a foregone conclusion that the Rams are going to win this game on the road. But that is a game against two divisional foes. That one might have the most directly in front of them, the most on the line.
It's the sexiest game of the weekend, right? I mean, two teams that are 6-win teams and a 49ers team that lost their quarterback and lost a lot of good pieces, Diesel, but somehow, some way have managed to stay the course, and they're a 6-3 football team. This game's at home. To your point, I think this might be the best game of the weekend. Now, I will say, you talk about the Panthers potentially getting to 6 wins. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, you're right. They can't afford to lose it because the Saints stink. Carolina's favored by 5.5 points Sunday at home at 1 o'clock. I just look at this game and think, if you're Carolina, what an opportunity you have after you got drug at home by Buffalo 2 short weeks ago to turn around now, Diesel, and have another home game where your home fans have a chance to see you win 6 games. And I know that sounds crazy because you're like, oh, six games in the NFL. Every team should win six games. This team hadn't won six games in a while. So yeah. I think it's a tremendous opportunity. And, in fact, I'd say Carolina, I think it's a bit not, we use must-win too much, but I think this is a game where you're Carolina, to your point, you got to keep that momentum. You got to keep this thing going and somehow see if you can knock off the Saints, who are going to be obviously fighting because they're a one-win team, and it's a division game.
Well, the fan base needs this a lot, Cole. It's one of those things we've talked about it multiple times. No need to go back over it again. But the fact that the quarterback class does not look good this year, that means wide receivers and elite level running backs are going to be drafted highly. So the Panthers continue to win games. It makes the fans feel good, but it puts you in a disadvantageous position when it comes to the draft.
Yeah.
And so it's good and it's bad. It's a double-edged sword that they're a winning team right now.
I'll say this, though. You look at this game, I think you have to have it. Here's why.
Yeah.
You go to Atlanta the next week. You go to San Francisco the next week. You host the Los Angeles Rams the next week. So the next three opponents after this New Orleans team comes to town, they're good football teams. And you're going to have an opportunity. If you win one of those three, you feel like you've done something if you're Carolina. But what you can't do is you can't allow this four-game stretch, Saints, Falcons, Niners, Rams, to be, there they are. There's the Carolina Panthers. You got to keep this momentum going into Atlanta. Imagine if they can go into Atlanta next week, Diesel. Think about this. This sounds crazy, outlandish. What if the Carolina Panthers next week are going into Atlanta looking for their seventh win of the season?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And Atlanta's so up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
Think about the possibility of sweeping the Falcons on the season and being 8-4. That is wild to be talking about the Carolina Panthers in playoff contention at this point. You know what's not wild is your opportunity to come by and score some Ingles gift cards. We got a stack of them here at the Asheville Highway location in Boiling Springs. It's the Springfield location. Come by and see us at Ingles Markets. Grab yourself an Ingles gift card. Just walk up to us and say Tolo, and we'll get you hooked up.
Bubba Brooks is in the house, so hopefully some more of you Tolos can come by as well. Look, it's a big show. We have a lot to get to, as you said, Diesel, with Bill Bender. We're talking Carolina Panthers a little bit later on in the show as well. But, man, just a lot to get to here on today's show. But let's take our first look, Diesel, at Clemson, Florida State. A big one this weekend in Clemson, but not a big one because of what we expected them to be, right? A lot of letdown compared to the hype, the preseason hype that they had coming in to this season. But Clemson, Florida State, our first look, our first thoughts on that. Reminder, the Upset Picks Challenge opens at 4 p.m., as Diesel said, and you can come by and get an Ingles gift card. You can get, let's see, is it $5 a piece? Is that right?
$5?
You can put that towards your dinner tonight. You can put that towards your grocery bill, or you can just go get you a Red Bull, watermelon flavor Red Bull, like I drink way too many of every single day. Clemson, Florida State, first look next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, Clemson fans, what are your initial thoughts on Saturday's matchup? Prime time. It sounds funny to say that, but it is. It's prime time slot on ACC Network, but I'm still going to use prime time because that's what we thought it would be before the start of the season. But what are your thoughts initially, Clemson fans, on the matchup with Florida State? Dabo Swinney talked about the Seminoles yesterday. We had that audio yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour in Dabo's weekly press conference. But we do know that despite their record, despite them losing, what, 4 games in a row, 3 out of 4, whatever it was, in the last month and a half, we do know, Diesel, that Tommy Castellanos is a good quarterback. And Tommy Castellanos showed signs of being a good quarterback at his previous destination in Boston College. He comes to Florida State. They start the year with a huge win over Alabama. We think, oh, man, Florida State's back, right? Well, unfortunately, things didn't work out that way. Florida State's mightily struggled in ACC play. I like Tommy Castellanos as a quarterback. I still think that Clemson's defense, as bad as they've been, have to figure out a way to really put pressure on Tommy Castellanos Saturday night. What's your initial thoughts on how you think this one will play out, what, 3-4 days away now?
Well, it's this Clemson team has been so hard to get a beat on all season long, because as soon as the soon as the offense looks terrible, they get a bye week, they look great, and then they slowly slide back down to the middle. And then they get a bye week, and then they look great, and then their defense gives up, you know, 46 points to Duke coming off of a bye. So it's going to be a fascinating football game. I think the defense is going to allow some points. I really don't know that this thing is going to turn around. Maybe they improve a little bit and they give up 44 points instead of 46 points. But, you know, Cade and this offense, I think, are finding some kind of a rhythm. And that's certainly a good thing. Even if it is this late in the season, there are still matchups that matter to fans, and that has to be the focus, is fan service at this point. But, I mean, I like Clemson's ability to maybe to put up 35 points, which should give them an opportunity to win this game, but you just don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, I also think Clemson's offense is figuring it out. And maybe that's because Garrett Riley feels pressure. Maybe that's because Cade Klubnik's playing at a higher level. You can throw in your reasoning there, but they're going up against a Florida State defense that's not a horrible defense. They're not one of the best in college football either. But when you look at the personnel, it's kind of similar to Clemson, Diesel. Earl Little Jr. in the secondary, 50-plus tackles on the year. Earl Little's one of the best players at his position in the ACC. I think you'll see Earl Little play on Sundays a lot. So you look at these two teams, and I think there's a lot of similarities just in the fact of there's more. You feel like there's more talent on the field, on the roster, than what the record shows. And with Florida State and Clemson both, you look at both rosters. Melissa's just laughing over there.
She heard us talk about Florida State. She's like, it's my time.
And it's laughable. To your point, it's laughable. Both teams, what, as bad as they've been lately, Saturday night's game. So I think they're in similar situations from the standpoint of you're looking like you're going to see guys off this Florida State team playing on Sundays. You're going to see guys off of this Clemson team playing on Sundays. It's similar in the sense of us as college football fans trying to wrap our minds around why these two teams aren't better. Because on paper, and I know somebody's, you know, yelling at me, the games aren't played on paper. On paper, Diesel, Florida State's a pretty dang good football team. Similar to Clemson,
yeah,
where their record doesn't show that.
Well, if it's on paper, then you might as well burn that sheet of paper, because both of them are telling you lies. Here's the interesting thing about this game, Cole. Clemson favored by 2.5 in this one, yet somehow the ESPN matchup predictor only gives them a 46% chance to win the game. How are you favored at home when you have less than a 50% chance to win the game? That's one of those fascinating stats. How does it play out the way that it's played out? Tommy Castellanos, you're right, a lot of talent. I expected more out of him at Florida State to this point in the season. 10 touchdowns. He's been a little interception happy, but not awful. Certainly not among the worst in the country when it comes to throwing interceptions. You knew this guy was a creative type of player. You know, he's just not getting it done to the level that we thought he would. But we didn't necessarily go into the season thinking that Tommy Castellanos had to be amazing to win football games for Florida State. They've been really good at finding ways to lose.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the two quarterbacks. I think there's going to be a lot of attention Saturday night on both the quarterbacks, even though both teams have had horrible seasons. You know, when we looked at this matchup preseason, we thought, oh boy, Clemson, Florida State, probably going to be prime time at Death Valley, conference championship implications on the line. And none of that's true now, but you do look at the quarterbacks and you think, okay, even though both teams stink, the quarterbacks, I think, are going to be what you want to watch Saturday, even if you're not a fan of Clemson or Florida State. Kate Klubnik, you brought it up. He played well last week. 385 yards, two touchdowns. You also saw some promise from Gideon Davidson. It took long enough, right? Hauling in or rushing for 51 yards, 12 carries. He was averaging just over 4 yards a carry last week. Antonio Williams was really good last week, 10 catches, 142. Now that Bryant Wesco's done for the season, Clemson put up 560 total yards of offense last week. So I know this isn't the primetime, exciting, flashy, sexy game that a lot of people hope for, but I do believe it could still be a really good game Saturday. I do believe, to your point, I think there's going to be some points scored. And unless Clemson's defense just drastically gets better, especially in the secondary, in the busted coverages that we saw last week, I think Florida State's going to move the ball and have some success against that horrible secondary from Clemson. So while the matchup is, while the game's on ACC Network, I wouldn't be surprised if this turns out to still be a really good football game, even though the two teams are bad.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of guys on Clemson's team, offense and defense, who are essentially playing for themselves, trying to generate stats that will get them drafted this year in the NFL draft. They, you know, a lot of them, they're all going to get drafted anyway, or a lot of these guys are going to be picked up in this NFL draft, Cole, but there's a lot of guys on that defensive secondary that if I'm an NFL scout, I'm saying, I don't know. Like, these guys were supposed to be all everything. They had everything set up for them, and they just haven't been able to produce. I wonder if that means we're going to see guys, Cole, you know, maybe pressing a little bit. You got DBs or linebackers that are trying to – who might be trying to jump routes so that they can get those interceptions and keep their draft stock high. That, to me, maybe is maybe one of those problems that once you get this deep in the season, there is no fixing it because these guys have their eyes clearly set a couple of months down the road as they're going to become professionals. Cade Klubnik has a chance to set some records this weekend. He has a chance to try to tie Kelly Bryant for the most second most number of rushing touchdowns from a quarterback in a Clemson uniform, and if he wants to try to catch Trevor Lawrence and set himself up there with TL, he's going to have to pick up a couple of rushing touchdowns over the course of the next couple of games of the season. And do we think that has a possibility for a team that's built around unselfish play? Do we think that has a possibility of creeping in and maybe changing the way some of these guys, you know, behave on the field?
Well, I'll tell you what. When you talk about behaving on the field, I look at this, Diesel, Saturday night, and as a fan of college football, I am most intrigued by how this Clemson defense responds. I'm most intrigued by what kind of demeanor this Clemson defense plays with Saturday night. When you look at the Clemson defenses under Brent Venables, did Brent Venables steal signs? Whatever. But I'll tell you what Brent Venables' defenses did do. They played hard, and you remember how hard the high motors that a lot of these guys had, Diesel, that was the trademark. So as a fan, when you talk about players and what they're playing for in NFL draft and yada, 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 the biggest thing I'm looking at is how do they respond after a tough week of practice. I've heard this week at practice hadn't been fun. I've heard it's been pretty brutal for a lot of players, especially on the defense side of the football. We've all seen the butt chewing that the defense got from Dabo Swinney. How do the players respond to a tough week last week, giving the game away, not being able to play complimentary football, and a tough week of practice? I think all of a sudden that becomes the most exciting aspect, and I just brought up the quarterbacks. And I know I'm trying to pump this game up to make it sound like it's going to be a heck of a game to watch. But ultimately, Diesel, I really do believe that when you look at Clemson's defense, there's a lot to – these guys have to answer the bell. There's a lot to be said about how they respond after what happened last week.
Yeah, it's going to be maybe it's going to be a race to 24 points, and maybe it's going to be a race to 50 points. We either see two teams that have elite offenses that can't play any defense, or maybe just everybody sucks and turns out to be a boring football game.
Kane says they played with a lot of heart and enthusiasm after stealing those signs. Well, Kane, I didn't say they stole the signs. By the way, Kane says FSU wins 56-49. You know, you cannot say anything about Clemson without somebody getting upset about something you said about Clemson. We spent the whole, like, the whole two segments, the whole first two segments of the show yesterday, Diesel, were on this, and here we go again. Like, I never said the players were stealing signs, Kane. So we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Lane Kiffin talked about it with Brent Venables. It wasn't a shot. There is a lot of sensitivity right now among Clemson's fan base, and I certainly understand why. But, again, Brent Venables is not at Clemson anymore. I didn't accuse the players of doing it. We're talking about Brent Venables. I said, and if you heard me correctly, they used to play with a lot of heart, a lot of fight. And I think that that was a big trademark of that Clemson defense. And you know what, man? You throw records out. This is still Clemson, Florida State. Both teams should, keyword Diesel, should come into the game playing for some pride, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is still a huge rivalry game regardless of what the records are.
Consider the fact, Cole, that if Clemson loses this game, they will have lost four straight home games this season. They will be 1-4 on the season, with the only home win being against Troy. And they struggled to win that football game. And the only other game they have left on the schedule at home is 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks from now against Furman. Now, we are fairly certain that Clemson's talent's going to be able to get them past the Furman Paladins. But, Cole, if you don't have a single power conference home win in a season, I wonder, you know, you've seen it as many times as I have. Sometimes when Clemson isn't playing elite football, those corners up there in Death Valley, they sit empty.
It's been that way all season.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse and worse. If fans cannot expect hard-fought games at home, that's going to be going to be tough on attendance.
I'll tell you this, speaking of attendance, I'm not lying. I could go through my text messages right now and probably dig up 10 to 12 text messages in the last 6 days of people selling tickets. There is a tremendous – I've seen it on Twitter. I've seen it on Facebook. People are reaching out to me. Hey, you know anybody that has – people I hadn't heard from in 3 to 4 years. Hey, you know anybody looking for tickets?
So, what do you think you are, a scalper?
I guess so. I mean, I guess they want me to just read off a list on the radio. Bob, and you know, it's like the movie Elf, where the buddies, you know, reading off the names on the mm-hmm. Bob in Simpsonville, 3 tickets, upper deck. Greg and Lawrence, 2. I guess that's what they want me to do. But it's a good question when it comes to attendance. I don't know. I think there will be some empty corners. It's a night game. I still think there will be a good crowd. But hey, we saw it last week. We saw it against SMU. Let Florida State come out there guns a-blazing, and you know, your defense look as bad as it has been, and by 9 o'clock, 9:30, it might be more than just corners.
Hey, where I give this Clemson offense a lot of credit is they took a shot from Duke in that first half, and they gave up a lot of points and a lot of big throws early. They fought their way back. They kept scoring. The offense did their job. The defense didn't do their job last week. We'll see if a week of butt-chewing from Tom Allen can turn this defense around. And all they need to do, Cole, is be serviceable. All they need to do is be serviceable. God. Hold Tommy Castellanos down a little bit. Hold this Florida State team to 28 points, and you feel good about your chances to win this ball game.
And they got to generate pressure. That's when you talk about – we talk about it on the offensive line with South Carolina all season. When you look at Clemson's defensive line and all the different position groups out there, everybody wants to rag on the secondary, and rightfully so. The secondary's been horrible this season. But just like with the offensive line, when your defensive line, Diesel, can get pressure on the quarterback – it makes everybody behind you look a whole lot better. It makes the linebackers look better. It makes the guys in the secondary look better. So you get pressure on Tommy Castellanos, and all of a sudden we're not eyeing that secondary as much anymore. So I think it starts up front. When you go back and look at those Brent Venables defenses, that's where it started. It was up front, man. Clemson won in the trenches, and those guys that are going to the NFL on that defensive line, I want to see them Saturday come out and play with some pride. I want to see them come out and want to win and have that desire. And I know the team sucks, but we talked about it last week. Diesel, from a fan perspective, guess what? Those players are still getting paid. Those coaches are still getting paid. If I spend my money and my entire Saturday to go down there and watch it, I want to see them win. I want to see them play well. I want to see them have some fight, some pride, some swagger about them. And I don't care what the record says. They're still getting paid. I want to see you put that effort on display.
When we come back, Cole, let's take our whip around the sports world. What's going on out there outside of the upstate? Our Daily Wire's coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tolo, so much going on out there in the sports world. We do a rapid-fire segment every day where we get to all of it in one little block. Cole, we call them our Daily Wires, the Buzz. The Upset Picks Challenge opens here in just 12 minutes, cool. Tolos. Do you have your Week 11 Upset Picks ready to go?
Well, you better.
Up in just about 11 minutes now, you'll have a chance to start sending them in. Last night in college football, Ohio beat Miami of Ohio 24-10. Good ball game there in the MAC. And Akron beat UMass 44-10. Not a good ball game there in the MAC.
No.
The South Carolina Gamecocks men's basketball team, 1-0 on the season. They beat North Carolina A&T 91-72, though they should be handling A&T. So, hey, you do what you're supposed to do. You look pretty good. You put up 91 points in the first game of the season. You're off to a good start.
I watched some of it this morning, and I think South Carolina has better depth this year than they had last year. And,
yeah.
and I think that's something you'll want to be excited about. We all know how tough it was last year for the Gamecocks, and I think that's one of the issues was depth. I like their depth, and you're right. It's North Carolina A&T, but – I mean, I think they're going to be solid. I'm not going to predict them to go, you know, win the conference, but I think they'll be a solid team.
What I liked about that game, Cole, and again, I didn't get to watch because I was traveling, but they had five guys finish in double figure scoring.
Mm-hmm.
That's good when you can, and two of those guys came off the bench. So anytime you can get that kind of production from your bench guys, who may end up being your starters a couple of weeks in if they keep doing this, who knows? Or a couple of games in. Tonight in college football, Kent State at Ball State. You know, barn burner football
game there.
Make sure
you get the popcorn ready for that one.
And NIU at Toledo, another big game there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Maction taking over midweek football viewing for you Tolos.
I love it.
Ohio State, the number one team in the first rankings, released Tuesday by the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, followed by number two Indiana and number three Texas A&M. Three SEC teams follow the Aggies, Alabama 4, Georgia 5, Ole Miss number 6, and then it's BYU, Texas Tech, Oregon, and Notre Dame, all of them rounding out the top 10. The best ACC team in America, and don't check your calendars. Don't check to see if you're dreaming. The number one team in the ACC right now, Virginia, at number 14.
I like it.
Wild stuff. The Hornets off to a 3-5 start game now through 8. They took a 116-112 loss to the Pelicans yesterday in a game that Zion Williamson didn't play in.
And you give the Pelicans their first win of the season. So congratulations, Charlotte, doing what Charlotte does best. Ugh.
Well, they got to get Brandon Miller back and get him healthy.
They got to get a lot more than Brandon Miller. They need a lot more. Need a coach, an owner.
Speaking of more local upstate basketball, Marty Richter and his USC Upstate Spartans team going to take on Fresno State in California. So a late game for those guys. Can they handle the travel?
They're playing a couple of teams out there while they're across the country, if you will, and good luck to them. We had Marty Richter on a couple of weeks ago when we were live at the Morgan Squared Madness event, and I love Marty Richter. I think he's a tremendous coach, and I love Jason Williams, the women's coach over there at Upstate too, and we had him on the show. So best of luck to both of those coaches this season.
Fresno, California, by the way, the birthplace of Cher, if you didn't know that. I was like, who famous is from Fresno? And I had to look it up, and I had to go to third on the list to find Cher.
Who was first and second?
Some Pulitzer Prize winning author and somebody else I've never heard of. How is Cher not number one on that list?
Somebody who writes books.
Yeah. LSU has removed the interim tag on new AD Verge Ausberry. Verge was a linebacker for the Tigers. He's been connected to the university for more than 30 years. New school president Wade Rousset made the decision yesterday on his first day in office. Wow.
There you go.
Not wasting any time there in Baton Rouge. The first round of the 12-team CFP will start 8 p.m. Eastern on December 19th on ABC and ESPN, followed by a triple header the next day on December 20th. Each of the four first-round games is going to be played on campuses. Those selections, of course, will be made on Selection Day on December 7th. The New York Jets sent Sauce Gardner to the Colts for two first-round picks, and they also sent a big-time defender to the Dallas Cowboys. So the Jets cleaning house right now, at least that's how it looks. But GM Darren Moogie said, I wouldn't call it a teardown.
What do you call it?
Yeah, what do you call it? A fire sale?
You trade to everybody.
Yeah. Six-time Super Bowl winning coach Bill Belichick and four other head coaches who won Super Bowls are among the 9 semifinalists in the coach category for the 2026 class in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Belichick is in his first year of eligibility. We talked about this to start things, Cole. Tom Brady revealed that his dog, Junie, is a clone of his old dog, Lua, that died in 2023.
Weird.
Creepy. And Clemson basketball back in action hosting Gardner Webb on Friday at 7 p.m. And those are your Daily Wires.
Tolos, here we go. Big news. We haven't even started the upset pick segment yet, and I already have my upset pick. Oh. I know that might come to surprise a lot of you. I've got mine. I'm excited about it. I also have a new strategy I think a lot of our Tolos should implement that I've been thinking about. The Upset Picks Challenge opens in 6 minutes at 844-326-3663. Looking for, give me a number. Let's go, 45. Entries.
Ooh, I like it.
In the very first segment today, 45 is the number we're looking for next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.